This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with part four of a four-part series that I'm calling Thinking Becomes You. It looks at the whole issue of how we think later determines maybe how we behave and how we feel. In part one, I had you do a self-assessment that you've been using maybe to look at how you approach life. I used myself as an example. Once again, it wasn't a pretty story. You might want to go back and hear that. In part two, I talked about it's 4 a.m. somewhere, and that's getting at the fact that if we continue to think negatively and badly, when we do actually get into some bad spaces, there's a good chance that that will help us to continue on that way. I use David and Bathsheba as an example. And last time I talked about whatever, but in whatever in terms of Philippians 4:8, which is whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. Think about those things and not that other stuff. Today, I'm focusing on closing this all off. It's a big deal. Thinking is big to me. You'd think as a clinician or a psychologist that feeling would be big. Well, thinking is really big because thinking sort of sets us up for feelings, if you will. Whatsoever we think about, I think we're going to start behaving and feeling about. And so if we go around thinking about negative things, we're going to be feeling negative responses. You could argue with me about whether it's a cause and effect exactly, but I don't think you can argue with me that it does interact. So what should we be thinking about? Well, those good things from last session. But, you know, I focus on the fact that I am part of the family of God and that I am protected and I am safe there. Even though my life circumstance may not be safe and I may be experiencing tremendously difficult things, I know that I'm part of something bigger. And that something bigger is what keeps me hopeful. So, okay, where do we go from here? Well, I think it really is important as we are facing an uncertain future right now that we recognize and realize that we can have some small part in determining how we respond, how we feel in the future. And that starts with how we think about it. I think it's very important when we look at the whole issue of trauma. Trauma people, most of us go into victimhood, the victim part of the cycle. And unfortunately, some of us become stuck there. And I think it's related to how we have been thinking in the past. Because we can move from victimhood to survivorhood. And what happens in survivorhood is post-traumatic growth. And that is a wonderful process. Certainly, we've been changed forever by the trauma. There is no getting around that. And some of that change, there's no getting around that it was negative. But we can turn it into positive. And I think that's what it means by God takes the bad stuff that happens and good comes out of it. And that is something that gives me a whole lot of hope. Just recently, in our community, a woman was living in relative obscurity, very significantly handicapped lady with 4 kids, single parent, and a lot of financial tightness. And she was living in a house that was run down and was getting more run down. And she got chosen as one of the people to be participating in Extreme Home Makeover. So they came in, tore down the house, 4,000 people threw themselves into rebuilding a new house. And 7 days later, they said, move that bus. And there was a new house waiting for them. Not only a new house, a new furnishings, new food, scholarships for the children for college, completely changed. Now, one of the things I noticed about that lady is the incredible sense of gratefulness and all those wonderful things. I think she had right thinking. And that didn't mean that because she had right thinking, they chose her. But I think what it means is that she's probably going to continue to make good decisions. This is a television show, if you're not familiar with it, Extreme Home Makeover. And there have been, it's been on the air long enough now, 4 or 5 years maybe, that people are engaging in bad thinking. I mean, there was one family that they went and took out a mortgage on their house and did some bad business investments and were in danger of losing their house. Now, that's not a good outcome. But probably most of them have settled back into obscurity and are continuing on with the positive things. And that's where this gets at. I'm so concerned with you focusing on the positive. And I'm not focused on that in an artificial, superficial, feel-good California psychotherapy kind of way. I'm saying that there's truth. Folk wisdom, folk theories have truth in them. That's why there are wisdom and parables about them. And so as we look at that, we see that happy thoughts do produce happy feelings to a certain extent. And focusing on what is true, focusing on what is right, focusing on what is pure does have an impact. And it does produce in us that positive outcome. So that if bad happens, someday God will turn it to good. So what are some post-traumatic growth issues? Well, I think if we can live a life of optimistic expectancy, well, that's... sounds nice. Optimistic expectancy. Roll that around in your mouth, off your tongue for a little bit. What am I getting at? Well, what I'm getting at is if we visualize or imagine what some positive outcomes of this could be. Now, here's a quick little example. If I think about an argument that I'm going to have or a conflict or a confrontation I'm going to have, and I have an optimistic expectancy, that means I'm going to probably go in there looking for something good to happen as a result. So as a result of this negative, anxious, terrifying experience, we're going to clarify some things, and then we're going to have a better relationship. And you know what's happening there, first of all, is that I thought, oh, clarification, that's a good thing. I can think about that. There is some stuff that we're misperceiving and we're misunderstanding, and if I go in and look for clarification, perhaps I'm going to find it, and then we can both look at that and possibly feel good about that. As opposed to, oh my goodness, I hate to do this. This is never going to work out. It's going to be horrible. There's going to be much worse problems after this. I wish I didn't have to do this. Can I figure out some way to avoid this? And she's going to win or he's going to win and I'm going to feel stupid. And I'm really dumb anyway because I don't know how to do these things and I'm really upset. And wow, I my hand's shaking right now, even thinking about it like this. You want to think about that? Go ahead. But how's that going to work for you? It's not going to work very well. What's going to work, I think, better is to focus on, oh, I think we can clarify some of what we're misunderstanding about each other. Because after all, we do have to work together. And I think it's better that we do work together in a much more positive and outgoing or positive outcome kind of situation. Pardon me for talking fast and living in my brain and listening to my thinking and feeling, but I think that's a good example for you as you process this. So I want you to take this series and I want you to think about thinking becomes you. And I want you to think about that in a good way. You know, wow, you know, hey, you're really getting good at this. Wow, you know, you're really kind of having fun and you're a lot more easy. Here's what I want people to be saying about you in the next month. Wow, Brent, insert your name here. You're more calmer. You're thinking about things. You're more happy-go-lucky. You're not so focused on what could be a negative thing that could happen. I like your positive thoughts. You know, I feel like we understand each other better than we have been in the past. And I haven't seen you get angry in a while. This is really cool. What are you doing that's different? And what you can say is, well, I'm working on my thinking. And they'll say, thinking becomes you. Wouldn't that be cool? I think that would be so cool. And I'm going to end on that note. Thinking can become you. It can make you be a positive thing, a person. It can help you to deal with a lot of the stuff that's going on. And sometimes stuff happens, but it doesn't need to become us, that bad stuff. The good stuff can become us. So with that thought, talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.